Roger Miller hit the top of the charts in the 1960s with songs that included Dang Me, England Swings, and Chug-a-Lug, but really, Roger Miller was the king of the road.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. But
Roger Miller was just 56 years old when he died in 1992. Now a who's who of country and rock musicians has come together to honor the man and his music.
2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a
man of means, by no means king of the road.
Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Lyle Lovett, Brad Paisley, Alison Krauss, Dwight Yoakam, on and on. So many artists, they needed a double album to fit them all. Dean Miller, the son of Roger Miller, helped produce the collection. He joins us now from Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
What a career your father had.
Yes, well, you know, a lot of people don't realize he won 11 Grammys. And at the time, he won 5 1 year and 6 the next. And so that's one of a series of things my dad accomplished that I think is often overlooked.
Look, I love talking to you, but let's get to some more music.
Okay, great, sure.
One of my favorites is, and I pronounce it England Swings, I think as your father did, but let's hear what Lyle Lovett does.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Your father was a wonderful lyricist and composer. What can you tell us about, was there a secret? How did he do it?
The secret is a gift from God. So if you can get one of those, you got it made. I wish I had words for it. He was constantly creative. He was unafraid. And he did whatever he wanted to do. And the results were secondary. But he did say at one point when he wrote songs, he would say, I try to say as much as I can in as few words possible.
He would write stuff down on little slips of paper?
Yes, he would scribble on cocktail napkins, receipts, little pieces of paper in his pocket.
So a song would come into his mind or a phrase?
You know, he told me one story. I mean, I have a million of these stories, but yeah. With a song called You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd, he was looking at magazines on an airplane, and there was an ad for Kodak film, and it had a picture of a guy piggybacking a child and changing what were, at that time, the new cartridges into these film cameras. And the ad said, now you can change film with a kid on your back. And then my dad started the whole song backwards from that. You can't change film with a kid on your back. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage.
Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can be happy if you've a mind to.
His mind just worked that way, you know?
More music if we can. This is Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson, and Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
Teaming up on... Let's say you have to be a real aficionado, as some of us are, of your father's work, to know this song, Old Friends.
Old friends, pitching pennies in the park, playing croquet till it's dark, old friends. Old friends. Swapping lies about lives and love, pitching popcorn to the doves, old friends.
I'm just going to guess when you said Roger Miller tribute album, you didn't have any problem booking people.
Everybody kind of said yes, and I just know from having lived this life with him, I knew the people that were his friends and that he'd had an impact on.
How did you choose who would sing what?
You know, there have been a couple of times we tried to do this before, do a tribute album, and each time record labels and business interests would get in the way and people would say, you have to put this on there or this person or this other thing. And I just wanted it to be pure. So this time around, we just went to the artist and said, what song do you want to do? And they would choose. And if it was already taken, I'd say, well, that's already taken, but here's a list of songs you could choose from.
May I ask, what kind of father was he?
Oh, my gosh. He was very mercurial, if I may say. He was kind of wild and flighty and impulsive and going all over the world, and fun was the priority.
Another song, and this one is interpreted by the great Brad Paisley, Dang Me.
Well, here sit high getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool would live like this. Out all night and running wild. The woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. Ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
I'm sure you weren't the child, right? It was metaphorical.
My dad had 7 kids from 3 marriages. Where would you like to start?
Yeah. Well, that's why I ask about what kind of father was he. I know there are a lot of demands on his time. Do you hope this is going to set off a reappreciation and other reinterpretations?
I feel like his whole life and career are full of events where you say, you tell someone, and they say, I didn't know that. And I'm hoping that the conversation starts where it reminds people of all the I didn't know that's about him. You know, winning 7 Tony Awards for a Broadway play.
Yeah, that was Big River. He wrote the music for that.
Absolutely. Having his Grammy and hit success up against the British invasion. I mean, his competition was the Beatles, and he was succeeding, you know. He started and helped the careers of many, many other people. He's had number one songs by multiple other artists. But he wasn't a person who bragged on himself. He wasn't a person who told stories on himself. And so I think some of those things stayed in the shadows because there was nobody doing press about them, you know?
Dean Miller, he is one of the producers of King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller. Thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Scott.
Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. 6 rounds bought and I bought 5. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14.27.